If you have your Bible, go ahead and turn to Esther chapter 4, if we're going to be at today. And I'm not sure what time you're tuning in, but I do want to, welcome you to today's service, to, as we do our recording for our Sunday morning sermon. Now, today we're going to be looking at a different passage than we usually look at. We've been going through 1 Corinthians. But today we're going to look at Esther chapter 4. I've entitled this sermon, Uncertain Future. And obviously in light of the coronavirus, the one thing that I keep hearing from doctors and specialists and other people is the one phrase is we don't know. They don't know how long it's going to last. They don't know the treatment for it. They don't know the vaccine will be made. They don't know how this will affect the economy and so on. And so today I want to look here at what to do when you don't know about the future. The future is it's always uncertain, but definitely right now it brings it more to light how uncertain the future is. Now, the truth be known, even in our own lives, without any type of health crisis, many people, and even today, are going through different things that they're not sure about, that they're uncertain about what's going to happen. And the sad thing is, when we don't know what's going to happen, a lot of times it's not a pretty sight. Many times when things are uncertain, people tend to panic. People tend to be fearful, and truthfully, you can look at the grocery stores, you can look at Walmart, and see how fear and uncertainty causes people to panic. It causes them to go out and, for some unknown reason, to buy all the toilet paper they can, and therefore, other people don't have it. So even in a little thing like that, we can see here how fear or uncertainty causes people to be fearful. Now, here's the question. As a believer, how are we supposed to act during this time? What are we supposed to do during the uncertain future? What does the Bible say? Obviously, there's many passages that we could turn to. There's many Bible verses that we could read to answer this question. This morning, I will look at one text to answer the question, what to do when the future is uncertain. In Esther chapter 4 and verse 13 through 17, we pick up in the middle of a very interesting story. Just to give you the context here, the king of Persia has exiled his queen for not obeying him. He gets himself a new queen. And many of you know, if you grew up in church, that this new queen was Esther. They basically had a beauty pageant to find out who the next queen was going to be, and we know that Esther was chosen. Now, here's the thing. It is very important. Esther was a Jew. Now, Esther was raised by her older cousin Mordecai, who's probably really the second most important character in this story. Mordecai, and then in the third person, Haman. Now, Haman was one of the king's men. We would call him one of the royal court, the people in his closest associates. Now, here's the thing. Here's where the twist comes in. Haman and Mordecai hate each other. And it goes all the way back to 500 years back to a racial feud between the Amalekites and the Jews. When, if you go back and read in 1 Samuel, you'll see that the Jews killed and wiped out all the Amalekites for their part in attacking Israel when they came out of Egypt, okay? And so it goes all the way back. So Mordecai is a Jew. Haman is an Amalekite. And them two hate each other. Now, if you look in chapter 3, verse 5, you'll see here it said, and when Haman saw Mordecai bow not, nor did reverence then with Haman full of wrath. So you already have a racial feud going on, and now Mordecai refuses to bow down to Haman. And the results are this, it says here, and if you go on down in verse 6, it says, and he thought, that's Haman, scorned to lay hands on Mordecai alone, for they showed him the people of Mordecai, wherefore Haman sought to destroy all the Jews that were throughout the whole kingdom. So at this point, Haman's anger, his hatred, has gotten to the point where he decided that he was going to kill Mordecai and all the Jews. So basically, make a long story short, he decided that he was going to pass a decree that killed all the Jews, and that's exactly what he did. If you read them verses, you'll see that he went to the king and said, I've got a proposition. We will kill these certain people who do not agree with our laws, and I'll pay you so much money. Well, of course, the king liked that ideal. So that went in effect. A decree went out and it said basically all the Jews on a certain day was going to be killed. Well, obviously, this upset the Jewish people and also Mordecai to the point that Mordecai put on sackcloth and ashes and he begins to mourn. Finally, Mordecai gets a message to Esther. And basically, he got the message and said, basically, you need to talk to the king on our behalf. Now look here in chapter 4, verse 10 and 11. And this is what it says. We're getting to the point here on what we should do. And again, Esther spake unto Hatach and gave him commandment unto Mordecai. And all the king's servants and the people of the king's providence do know that whatsoever, whether man or woman, shall come into the king, into the inner court, who is not called, there is one law of his to put him to death, except such to whom the king shall hold out the golden scepter, that he may live. But I have not been called to come in to the king these 30 days. So basically, Mordecai says this, you need to talk to the king. And Esther responds by saying this, I've not been called in 30 days to see him. And there's a law that says if I go unannounced, uninvited, that there's a good chance that there's a law that I can be killed unless he shows favor to me. And that was her response. So basically we see here, she's saying that my future is uncertain. She's saying, if I do what you tell me to, Mordecai, my future is uncertain. So we see how she responds, and what we're going to read here in just a minute, verse 13 through 17, and we're going to see Mordecai's reaction to that. And then we're going to see how Esther responds to his reaction. So what we're going to see here is what to do in an uncertain future. Number one, this is what you can, if you're taking notes at home, this is what you can write down. Number one, what to do when your future is uncertain. Number one, guard against becoming self-centered. Guard against becoming self-centered. Look here at verse 13. And it says this, then Mordecai commanded to answer Esther, think not with thyself that thou shalt escape in the king's house more than all the Jews. So, basically what Esther said here in the verses 10 and 11, well, she said this. She said, Mordecai, if I go to the king unannounced, I could be killed. Now, I'm not trying to beat up on Esther here, but what she is saying here is at this point, she's saying, I'm more concerned with my own life than I am all the Jews in this country. Esther here had become self-centered. She had begun to focus on herself and herself only. Now, here's the thing. I want you to understand this. I'll be honest with you. If I was in Esther's situation, I would have done the same thing. You know why? Because that's what's natural. It's natural to want to think about yourself first. But what I've said many times here in church is this. Us acting natural is really sinful. Because what we naturally want to do is almost 100% sinful. Our natural flesh, there's nothing good in it. So here we see that when she didn't know what was going to happen, she became self-centered. And here is Mordecai's response in verse 13. He basically said this. He said, "You are not safe either." He said, if you think that because you're the queen that you're going to escape this, you're not. He said, you may think you're safe, but you are not either. Now here's the thing. I want you to understand today is when the truth is, I'm trying to get you to understand the truth, and that when our future is uncertain, we have a tendency to worry about ourselves only. We have a tendency, that's why people went out and got 100,000 rolls of toilet paper, because they were concerned about themselves. Now, there's nothing wrong, and I believe it's biblical to take care of yourself. I don't think there's anything wrong going to the grocery store and getting some extra food. I don't think there's, but there is a fine line between taking care of yourself and becoming selfish and worrying only about yourself. It's easy. I want you to say it's easy to develop an attitude that looks out for number one. But here's the thing. That's the world's attitude. That's exactly what the world will say. In a time of crisis, in a time of when you don't know what's going to happen, the world says, look out for yourself. But here's the thing, as believers, we're supposed to be different. We're supposed to be different. And so what I want you to understand is, what are we supposed to do in an uncertain future? Is number one, we need to guard against being self-centered. Guard against that. Number two, not only should you guard against being self-centered, but secondly, you should know your role. You say, what do you mean? Well, look at verse 14. It says here, for thou, Mordecai talking, he said, for if thou altogether holdest thy peace at this time, then shall their enlargement and deliverance arise to the Jews from another place. But thou and thy father's house shall be destroyed, and who knows whether thou art come to the kingdom for such a time as this. So first of all, I want you to point out is Mordecai's fate. In verse 14, basically Mordecai says this, Esther, if you don't choose to use your position, your power to help deliver the Jewish people, he said, God will bring somebody that will. Which is a good note for all of us that if we don't do what God's called us to do, somebody will do it. God will call somebody. But then I thought interesting here, this is what he says in the next thing. In this next verse, he says this. He said, God has given you an opportunity to serve. That's what it says there in verse 14 at the last part. And it says, and who knows whether thou art come to the kingdom for such a time as this. Basically what Mordecai is saying then, there's a good chance that the reason that you became the queen is for this moment right here. He said, right this moment, he said, you have an opportunity. He's saying what your role is. Your role is not to look pretty. Your role is not to eat, have fancy get-togethers. Your role is not to live the comfortable life. He said, your role for becoming queen was for you to use this opportunity to deliver the Israelites or the Jewish people from being slaughtered. Basically, he said that you became queen to serve a purpose. Here's the thing. Right now, during this time when the future is uncertain, I want you to know your role. He said, what is my role? Your role is simply to serve Christ. That's what it was yesterday. That's what it was. That's what it'll be today. Now, your role Monday will be to serve Christ. Your role is to show love. Your role is not to be fearful. Your role is to have faith. Your role is to obey God. See, it's your role to respond in a biblical way to our own certain future. And your role is to be a light during a time like this when people have no hope or when they're fearful. That's for us to stand up and say, hey, it's time for us to act like we believe in a God who's really in control. What a poor testimony of the church and the Christians to act just like unsaved people. This should be a time for us to be a shining light, for us to be that light on the hill and say, hey, look, it's time for us to actually practice the verse about being on a solid rock. We sing songs about it all the time about being on a solid rock. Well, do we act like that? That's our role. Our role is to say, I have faith in a God who's in control. And it's for us to act that way. And not a fake, but to truly believe that, hey, that God's given me a peace that passes away all understanding. And use this opportunity to see people saved and share with them the hope that we have. That's exactly what Mordecai was telling Esther. He said, you have an opportunity. You need to know your role. That's exactly what we need to do today. So number one, what to do in an uncertain future? Number one, guard against being self-centered. Number two, know your role. That's to serve God. And number three, and most importantly, walk with God. Look at verse 16. And you could have said, have faith in God. And you could have said it anyway, but really, I like to walk with God. Look at verse 16. So, let's read verse 15. Then Esther bade them return Mordecai this answer. Go, gather together all the Jews that are present in Shushan, and fast ye for me, and neither eat nor drink 3 days, night or day. And I also, my maidens will fast likewise, so will I go unto the king, and if not according to the law, and if I perish, I perish. You know what I see there? Here's the context. Esther knows, or she doesn't know, what the future holds. She doesn't know that if she goes in front of the king unannounced, she has no clue what's going to happen. Her future is uncertain. Her future really is kind of desolate. I mean, she says, if I perish, I perish. But what's the key thing that she does before she does that? She walks with God. She tells him, she commands Mordecai to gather all the people, all the Jewish people, and to fast and pray. To walk with God. And she herself said, I will do the same thing. So what is she doing? She's walking with God. She's seeking God. She's leaning on God. She's trusting in God. Her future was unknown. So what does she do? She walks with God. And that's exactly what we need to do. Now, I know most of you probably who are listening are just like me. I don't think there's a lot. I mean, we had church last Sunday. There's not a lot of fear. I think that most of y'all trust in God. But we need to remember that we need to walk with God. So here's the thing. What do we need to do when the future is uncertain? We need three things. We need to guard against being selfish. Hey, that's any day of the week. I mean, no matter what's going on, anytime we start having problems in our life, when we're not sure about something, it's a tendency to become selfish. Let's guard against that, because here's the thing, that's not what God wants. Number two, let's know our role. Know what you're supposed to do. And what you're supposed to do is be an obedient child to God. And then number three, walk with Him. When the future is uncertain, walk with Him. And that's the three things this morning that I believe we need to do when the future is uncertain. Let's pray. Father, I do thank you for this day. I want to thank you for the opportunity, Lord. I know it can be different. Not meeting together as a group, Lord, but thank you that we can get the message out, Lord, if you study your word. And Father, I ask you, dear God, that I think most of the people who are listening to this, I don't think they have a lot of fear because they do believe in you. And they do trust you, and I thank you for that. But Lord, I do know that the future is uncertain, And sometimes it's real easy to let the devil get in our minds and to put doubt in our minds, Lord, and to get us to react the wrong way. And Father, the first thing we need to do, we don't need to be selfish. Lord, help us, Father, to guard against becoming a selfish person when the future is uncertain. Lord, I ask you to help us, Father, to continue to know our role. Lord, a lot of times your commands to us doesn't change just because the situation changes. You know, we're not supposed to just obey you in a good time. We're supposed to obey you all the time. And Lord, I ask you, a lot of times the tendency, even if it's something personal or even on a national level, when things are uncertain, we sometimes think that our obedience to you takes the back door. It doesn't. I want to ask you to help us to remember that our role is to serve you and to be a shining light for you. Lord, I ask you, thirdly, Father, to help us, Lord, to continue to walk with you. Lord, it's easy when things are going around, when things are going on that we're not sure about, and easy to get so focused on the problem that we forget to focus on you. And Lord, I ask you to help us not do that. Lord, help us to walk with you today and each day. And Father, I ask you to help us to take these and apply them to our lives. In Christ's name, amen.